4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Oh, hello there, Makadi Linjani. It is another warm welcome to yet another episode of the exciting DSTV pod, and I am as ever so excited because we have Chef Bernie!
Hi everyone, this is Bernie, your favorite cook. You're listening to the DSTV pod.
Now, before I get to that, my name is Larry Kwidirai, and every 2 weeks you and I delve into the universe that is DSTV and its associated products, giving you tips, tricks, and other bits to get you to feel every moment from your experience. Because it's your moment. Get it? See what I do there? I really do love myself. Okay, so before we get into the Chef Bernie interview, I want to tell you what else is on. I also talked to a My Zim Plate fan, and I also warn you about a scam. Let's get into the pod. So on 12 February, a new TV show came to the awesome lifestyle channel Honey TV Africa, DSTV channel 173. My Zim Plate is an awesome cooking show focusing on culinary awesomeness from Zimbabwe.
If you ever find yourself in Zim, you have to make sure to get some street food in your stomach. You have to try Mazondo, Makumbwe Mombe. You also have to try Haifiridzi, Nyama Yakasanganiswa Nemuriwo. And lastly, you have to try Gango, Nyama Zakasiana Siana Zakasanganiswa Paprai. Tune in every week for My Zim Plate on Honey DSTV channel 173.
So as promised, this week I have the awesome, really awesome, yeah, super awesome, Bernadette Mtangara. Yes, otherwise known as Chef Bernie. Also Bernie the Cook, and she's a host of the show, and we have a chat. Here we go. Chef Bernie, thank you very much for joining me. Question I'm going to ask first of all about the show. Okay, what is the show about? It might seem obvious to me, but what is My Zim Plate all about?
Okay, so thank you for being on your show. My Zim Plate is a program on Honey DSTV channel 173. And it's a show that just basically showcases some of the Zimbabwean traditional dishes to share with the world. That's mainly what it's about.
Okay, so what have you enjoyed about filming the show?
I think afterwards I can really appreciate... You know, when you see a finished program on TV, I think people that have no idea the amount of work that goes into actually putting a show together. So I can really appreciate, it was a lot of hard work, I must say. It was a lot of hard work, but, you know, working with professionals and working with people who know what they're doing, it was really an awesome experience. Very, very hard work, but a great experience.
Are you like a foodie who's been taught how to cook, or just into food, or what is it? What makes you like get into the whole food thing? Is besides eating, because, you know, I love eating too. Does that make me a foodie as well?
Okay, so for me, I'm a cook. I'm a cook. So it's Cook Bernie. And I started baking and cooking at a very young age. I think as far as grade 5, 6, I started helping my sisters in the kitchen, you know, just with family meals and stuff like that. But then it looks like I took a really keen interest in actually cooking and putting different ingredients together and putting different dishes together, learning new recipes and stuff like that. And yeah, and so now, I actually do more so baking, and trying out new recipes and cooking cooking for certain events. So that's what I do. So it's something that I do almost every day. I think that's what makes me the foodie / cook.
And then the Zimbabwean traditional food?
Yeah. So the show is mostly centered, since it's called My Zim Plate, it's centered on, our popular street foods, our popular traditional foods, and which is what I like. I really like our natural traditional foods. I really love that. So it was a bonus for me actually being part of the show and actually then being able to cook and share with people about that. It was really awesome.
But you also have a music background, don't you?
don't you?
Yes, yes, I do. I sing. Okay, so again, I started singing was I think I'm the last born of six, just to give you background to understand. And you know how last borns are, typical last born, you know.
I wouldn't know, I'm a firstborn.
So mostly people say last borns, you know, we love to entertain. We're the light of the family, you know, we're just like that. And we love that we're like that. So I always, you know, being the youngest of six, you know, I always wanted to be part of the crew. Everyone else was older than me. So my brother once brought home a guitar. And, you know, I just watched him play and I thought, no, man, I got to try this. I really love this. I love what my brother's doing. And so my brother just taught me like a few chords. And then because he was in boarding school, and then he went back to school. And he said to me, I think I was in grade five. He says to me, I've shown you three chords, and then he gave me three chords, and then he gave me this little book with other chords. And then he says, by the time I come back home for the next school holiday, you must have learned three new songs. And at that time, it was, you know, the Cranberries were very popular. My brother and I liked that kind of music. So he says, you must have learned three new songs and you must be able to play a couple of Cranberry songs. And that's how it started for me, you know. And it just, yeah, it ever since then, I started recording professionally. I stayed in Botswana for a bit, so I recorded professionally. This was probably 2009 to 2000. Till to date, I have done a few productions. I do have a song on Oskido's Church Groove. I think it's 11, which is house music, because when I was in Botswana, I met a lot of house DJs, mainly DJ Oates. He's the one I did a lot of work with. If you know a song called Ngoma Yorira, it's a house track. And DJ Oates, that is me. There's another song, Give Me Your Love. That's the one that's by Pex Afro. That's the one that's on Oskido's album. I think it's Church Groove 10 or 11. And there's a lot of other songs that I've done that are out there that I've recorded professionally. So to date, I sing at events and that sort of thing. But I haven't been in the studio for a while. But yeah, singing is definitely a very big part of me.
So it's Gango and my band Nungo Shanda Shanda Nuzia.
And to honor my
Wagaona Geprago.
Shantoribo.
Okay. What do you hope that Zimbabweans will appreciate about the show, especially being on the Pan African channel like Kana TV Africa?
Yeah, I think it's good to show that side of Zim, you know. It's good for people to see, you know, and it definitely sets a new standard for, you know, TV for Zim, you know, something that we can try to, you know, learn from and replicate, you know. It's good, and it's good for people to see, you know, that there's some lovely tasty parts to Zim, you know, tasty food and stuff like that. So yeah, I hope people can appreciate that, you know.
And now on your CV, you can say, hey, I'm on DSTV.
Yes, I'm on DSTV.
Where else can people find you on your socials?
Okay, so my Facebook is Bernadette M-U-T, Bernadette Mut. My Instagram is _munchies_and_melodies. Munchies and Melodies is the name of my business that I do, cakes and snacks and entertainment. So if they look for Munchies and Melodies, I'm there on Instagram, and also Munchies and Melodies on Facebook.
I knew it. Band and music. Band and food. Band and Nesanza. Yes. You know, Shanda.
No, you were Yanto Ona, man.
Chaka Angwara. Thanks a lot, Chef Buddy.
Thank you very much, Larry.
All the best.
Okay.
Everyone loves an upgrade, but with DSTV, you get boosted to a whole new level. Upgrade to more football and get boosted to the most heart-racing sports moments. Upgrade to your favorite shows and get boosted to emotions like never before. Upgrade to the best action movies and get boosted to high-octane scenes that make you shout, woo!
Upgrade your DSTV package and DSTV will boost you to the next higher package. Offer valid from January 25th to March 31st. Terms and conditions apply.
So before I talk about the fan, or talk to the fan of the My Zen Plate show, had an awesome discussion. Wamanjing if you know where DSTV app now. Yeah, was a good card so if you know, when a phone over one eating me out with Laddy Porter, what are our quaintly? We are talking about putting a lady STV app. We now we get a team yako, I'm a soap park, a phone in the yako from anywhere that you are. Mhlawumbe akula magets anje and ufuna ukubona amasophako anjaba njengo the river labo Gomora anje kumbe awula skhatso ukubona during the time ikona ku you know Mzansi Magic nge app ye DSTV le ungakubona konke ku catch up anje ungayithola ku stores ze Google le Apple and it's mahala ha.
If you're a DSTV Premium customer, there's no reason you shouldn't add Showmax to your DSTV bill. It won't cost a thing.
That's good news.
Yup, DSTV Premium customers get Showmax at no extra cost. Get local Showmax originals, box sets, and shows you won't find anywhere else for nothing. Don't believe us? We'll show you.
Really?
Download the MyDSTV app now to add Showmax to your bill and get all of Showmax and none of the cost with DSTV Premium.
So back to talking about My Zim Plate. I'm so into it, guys. I caught up with a fan. Tsitsi Chuma is a customer service representative for the MultiChoice from the MultiChoice Zimbabwe Customer Value Management Department. And this is our chat.
When I heard about My Zim Plate, I was excited. I'm someone who loves cooking, and most of the time I've been watching programs from Food Network channel, and most of the programs I would be watching would be Guy's Grocery Games, My Kitchen Ruse, and also Chopped. Those were some of the programs I would sit down and watch. And when I heard about My Zim Plate, this meant that we are going to be having our own cooking show from Zimbabwe, something that can be relatable. You know, sometimes these Western programs, cooking programs, when they are talking about certain ingredients, one, you won't be able to find them from your own country, and you might not even know what it is. So the good thing about My Zim Plate, the chef will be talking about ingredients that you know, that you are familiar with, and also that you can easily find, because some of them are ingredients that you can even find even in your own kitchen. They are not some sophisticated ingredients, you know, with sophisticated names, and you know. So I was so excited to hear that My Zim Plate is going to be airing on DSTV. I love mushroom, so I would love Chef Benny to prepare dried mushroom with peanut butter with sadzari rio and maybe a bit of vegetables on the side. I would love that. Okay, so Chef Benny is a very sweet person. She is loving, and you know, she's very humble, she's sociable, and she's someone who loves to interact and socialize with people. And fans and customers were very happy. They were excited because they were thrilled about having this whole program, you know, having our own Zimbabwean show on DSTV, and only getting to know the chef was going to be hosting that program. So customers were excited and they were thrilled. They loved it, and interacting with her, she was so welcoming. Chef Benny was very welcoming, and, you know, it was just lovely. People loved it. Yeah.
Hi everyone, this is Bernie, your favorite cook. Catch me on Honey Channel 173 on DSTV for My Zim Plate every Sunday at
4:30. Cricket, rugby, Formula One. What? Zvakatangarin zvese izvi.
Level papa. Ndakasimudza ma levels kubva DSTV and it jump. Pundikandira pa next level. Saka now I have the best sports, movies, series, shows. Nema what acho awanga uchitaura iwayo.
Simudza level. Tenga DSTV package iri pamusoro peyauri. Tobva takuti jump. Kukukanda pa package iri pamusoro pacho. Wopaba taka. Saka simudzira package yako kubva musi wa 25 January. Kushika 31 March tikuti jump to the next package. Terms and conditions apply.
So I want to warn you about an email scam that came across this week. An email got to me earlier, which said, valued DSTV customer, this is our little way to appreciate you in this pandemic period for your patronage to us, MultiChoice / DSTV, over these years in operation. It also offered me gift cards saying that it was a cashback reward for selected customers, including me, for patronage throughout these past years. Now, this is a false message. And among the key things that you see that is a false message is that it came from a public domain email address That is, the email address was, in this instance, at outlook.com. And sometimes it's from Gmail. The DSTV was written wrongly. The email's poorly written, could be written by in three colors. It had caps and all sorts of things that were going on. DSTV won't do things like that. Note that any competitions or giveaways are through official DSTV channels via social media, your TV, and so forth. Please ignore this email and delete the email and do not even open the attachment as it may contain a virus. Nda porta, nda tenda. Now, did you know that there are more than 3,000 species of snakes on the planet and they're found everywhere except in Antarctica, Iceland, Ireland, Greenland, and New Zealand? Of those, an estimated 500 species call Africa home. Approximately 600 snake species are venomous, and only about 200, that is 7%, are able to kill or significantly wound a whole human being. This much on National Geographic Wild, that is DSTV Channel 182, Sundays are dedicated to showing these elusive creatures from 11:45 a.m. right through to 20:30 hours Central African time, that is local time, every week, featuring intriguing and sometimes exhilarating snaky stories from across the world. And that's that. Got any cool ideas, tips, questions, even just want to say hi? Well, just go to DSTV Zimbabwe on Facebook and leave a message. On Twitter, it is at DSTV Zimbabwe. You can also tag me with the hashtag DSTVpod. Not on social media? Well, email dstvzimbabwe@multichoice.co.za. And before I go, next week we have an exciting interview with a woman who is just powerful. She's awesome. Because it is Women's Month, remember? So happy belated Women's Day to everybody. But it is Women's Month, and we're going to be celebrating some of the women doing really awesome things in Zimbabwe. Yeah, that's what happened next week. But get and stay connected to DSTV. As I say, from where I come from, asilwi siyasebenza. My name is Larry Kwirirai. Pod out.
Join us again next time when we will be back with more tips, techniques, and cheats to achieve the rewards that you deserve. Thank you so much for your time today. And please, set your podcatcher so that you never, ever miss us. Bye for now. And thanks so much for listening.